Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, May 24th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, as usual, the Miracle Man. And I am glad to be with you, wherever you may be tuning in from, however you heard about this program. We're just so glad to have you with us. And, of course, whatever you're doing, it's always good to have you whenever you decide to tune in. Hope all of you had a chance to take advantage of the nice weather that we had in much of America this weekend. Of course, while I was here, it was in the 80s Saturday. Sunday, it actually started off warm, but then it did the great fall. The temperature did the great fall during the day, from like near 80 down to like 59 by like 6 o'clock or so. Now we're back up to like mid-70s, tomorrow mid-80s, then come Thursday, Friday, back to the low 60s, before we start heading back up. We have a roller coaster ride, temperature-wise, but kind of what you get here in Michigan at this time of year at times. Whereas down in the southern U.S., it's a little more predictable. Yeah, down in the southern U.S., it's a little easier to predict what it's going to do, how it's going to do it at this time of the year. Of course, I didn't say a lot easier. I just said a bit. You see that? And so I want to thank those of you who have been praying and cursing the coronavirus at noon every day. And I just have to say, we're winning. Everything the enemy is planning is brought to naught. In our state, our Occupational Health, Safety and Health Administration, MIOSHA, they were planning to make masks in retail stores and places like that permanent. They were planning to make that permanent. I'm so glad that that whole thing has been shot down. From July 1st in Michigan, you won't have to wear a mask. And you won't have to distance anymore. You won't have to. Restaurants will be allowed to be at full capacity. And on June 1st, outdoor stadiums get to be at full capacity. Of course, in other states, it has happened and is happening a lot sooner. And we have to get America back to work. We have to. It is a crying shame some of these states, including my own here, who are deciding not to turn off the federal unemployment benefits that are extended until September. It's a crying shame that states like this one decided not to exit out of it. I saw an article today. The worker shortage that you folks claim about, you businesses claim, it's a wage shortage. It's a worker shortage. It's a worker shortage. What happens when you pay people more to not work compared to what they were doing when they were working? And so, but I will, and that gas thing that happened, that Colonial Pipeline thing, that was planned. Yes, it was. We have to curse the demon behind this COVID stuff. We have to curse it. We have to. Because there are people who have certain plans, and these plans are not good. And we have to curse the enemy, bless our God. And curse my enemy, curse the enemy, bless my God. Amen. Which is what you have to do anyway. And there's a song that used to be sang 30 years ago, even a little bit before that, and it was, "Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered." And that's what we have to claim now. That we have to let God arise and let the enemies be scattered, because just like I said, the enemy has plans that are not good. Obviously, there's things I know, things I don't know. I'm not going to get into all of that stuff. I'm not going to sit here and try to guess either. But we just have to curse the plan of the enemy. Bless you. The Miracle Man show, our text of this show has always been, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen." Now, there are three kinds of faith. Faith in God. Hebrews 11 tells us, even, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Can't please God without faith. Can't do it. Can't please them without it. Impossible. And talks about all these different scenarios, and by faith, here's what happened, by faith Moses, by faith Joshua and Jericho, and all these different things. And faith is trusting that Jesus will do what he said he would do in his word. Trusting what he said he would do in his word. So in a basic sense, the faith in God that we're talking about is trusting the Lord that he will do what he said he would do. And Dr. Barclay taught on this yesterday morning. For those of you who are Christians, you know Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Those of you who say, I have no faith, if you have no faith, you can't please God. We just talked about that. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But remember what I've said many times on this program. If you are faithless, you are fearful. If you are fearless, then you can be faithful. Fear and faith cannot mix together. Can't mix together. Won't work. Those of you who have a job, you go to work here, whatever, hours a week, and you don't even think about it. You just have that faith that at the end of the week or the end of the 2 weeks, however it works, that you're going to get your paycheck. You just have that faith. You don't even think about it. You just have that faith that at the end of the time it's going to come. And you don't sit there and say, I hope he's good for it. I hope she's good for it. I hope he's good for it. Now, that's what we got to do with God. We have to have that trust in him. That God is going to do what he said. If you believe in God for healing in your body, if you believe in God for dealing with your finances, whatever it is that you're believing for from the Lord, you have to have trust in him that he is going to do what he said in his word. And if you haven't received that thing that you're believing for, you don't want to just give up hope. Give up that faith. Nope. The Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. So you don't want to give up the hope because you didn't receive that thing that you were believing for from him. Example, my eyesight. In the natural, I lost my eyesight when I was 3 months old to amaurosis. I've been believing God for the manifestation of that eyesight, restoration of it, for a very long time. And I receive, and I always say, I receive it. I have not given up the hope. I am keeping the faith. And I am staying focused on Him. I am believing God. I am trusting in Him, like His Word says to do, without doubt, without waver. And I continue to just trust in Him. Believing that the Lord will do what He said in His Word. And I just know that God is going to do what he said in His Word. If I didn't think He was going to do it, then it'd be different. And as I've said before, I had all this other stuff going on when I was little. And my mom had said before that she's had a prayer that she prayed when I was very young. Heal him or take him home. And Jesus hasn't taken me home yet. So that ultimately means that Jesus has a plan for me to be healed. And He's healed me in many areas since then. My immune system, my kidneys, He's healed me of cancer. And healed me of many different things. Healed my hands from warts. And all these different things. I'm so glad that my mom, when I was very little, and I didn't understand everything about faith yet because I was so little. I'm so glad that my mom lived by faith. I'm so grateful for that. And if you're listening, and I trust that you're probably listening, Mom, assuming you are, thank you for living by faith. Thank you. And as Christians, as we go through our daily life, not even when you're believing, I'm not even talking right this second about whether you're believing for stuff. I just was, but right now, as we live in our daily life, we should not be living by what we see. We should not be living by what we hear. Whether it be from the media or from other folks or what have you. Shouldn't be living by what we feel. But we should know that the Lord is here with us. And that nothing is impossible with God. To man, many things are impossible. But to God, nothing is impossible. In fact, the state motto of the state of Ohio is all things are possible with God. And I love that. And so, also, trust in others, and then there's trust, faith, and self. But ultimately, we focused more on the first kind of faith, which is faith in the Lord, which is where we should ultimately put our faith, is in God. Amen. That I've been on my heart basically all day, so I'm glad your listeners let me share that with you. Mm-hmm. All right. Few quick things. First of all, I want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by your local McDonald's, where you can go through your local McDonald's drive-thru and grab an any-size Coca-Cola soft drink for the low price of just a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Tax, of course, extra. And even in Ohio, that state that I've mentioned at least once before on the program, how you get to go fast food for free in Ohio, unfortunately, that does not include soft drinks. Divine, maybe you could fix that. Just saying. Yeah, but price and participation may vary. Tax extra. See store for details on that. All right. Also, Memorial Day is coming up in a week from today. I still don't know completely for sure whether I'll be doing a show on Monday or not. If I do, it will be basically just about those who died for our country. And let me say something that I'm sure I will say at least one more time this week. Do not, please do not go up to our military, remember, a soldier, a former soldier, National Guardsman, or anything like that. Do not go up to one of our troops, the former troops, and say to any of them, Happy Memorial Day. Please do not do that. That's not good. Memorial Day is in memory of those who died, so we could be free. Some of the and some of you people who are still forced to sit there and wear a mask anytime you go in somewhere. A few months ago, one of these governors, he wanted you to wear your mask in your house. In your house, by yourself. That's not what they died for. They died so we could be free. And it should not be that, that's what they died. That's what they died for. They died so we could be free, not so we could. And so, think of all, and so like I was just saying, do not go up to them this next weekend or Monday or any, and say Happy Memorial Day. And all the way, and by the way, it's all good over the weekend. You can grill, they have a parade, you can go to that and what have you. But take a minute, moment, and take time to think about what Memorial Day is really about. And ultimately, it's not about that mystery tube that you're putting on the grill. Or that brat, or that burger. Or that chicken, or whatever else. By the way, mystery tubes, that is my ultimate name for hot dogs. And for those of you who think, oh, he's trying to discourage me from eating you. No. Uh-uh. No way. In fact, I think the mystery tubes are delicious. I'm just saying, they're mystery tubes. You don't always know what's in them, but they're delicious. I like to say that each one of those can be different. and so hopefully it'll be warm enough to get to the beach. Have to wait and see. All right. So that about Memorial Weekend coming up. And I know many people get Labor Day and Memorial Day confused. I know they do. And just to clear things up so you folks always remember, Memorial Day is always the last Monday of May. Labor Day is always the first Monday in September, period. That's how it is. I figured as much. She listens like all the time. So, but anyhow, listeners, our two other regular house announcements that we always try to let your listeners know about. And when I talk about the book, and when we talk about the PayPal, I always do that. And for those of you listeners who are bored with it, just bear with me for a quick moment. And the reason why I do it basically every episode is because we may have new listeners tuning in. And we want them to get acquainted with the show and what it's about and all that and how you can be a part. And resources that we have to help you in your walk with God. The reason we always talk about the book, is because that's a resource. Speaking of the book, I want to encourage you listeners to please go online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the Lord who we could not see, but my mom strongly believes in. And it gives the story of my life. And it gives the story of my life and all the different things that have happened in it. And it really is a great story. Everything that the Lord's done for me. So you can check that out, please. The other thing I want to remind you about real quick is we have a PayPal, and I want to encourage you to please, if this show has been a blessing to you at all, please consider sowing a seed into this program. How many of you know that this is good ground? Amen. This show is good ground. When you sow into this program, you are sowing into very good, fertile ground. Amen. And we're glad about that. And You go to paypal.com. In the search bar, you type in Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Of course, R is capitalized. And then the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A, and the S is capitalized. And you can sow whatever amount of seed you want. And the verse I want to stand on tonight is, he who soweth sparingly reaps sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully reaps bountifully. And at times I like to exhort you on giving, and that, but because I spent time exhorting on faith, we don't have that. Right. We're going to worship the Lord a bit. Then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. Then we have Tigers to talk about in sports. Water you turn into wine, you open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, what could stand against? Oh, what could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Our God is awesome power. Our God. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, what could stand against? What could stand against? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who dwell in your house. For they are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. We will go from strength to strength until we see you face to face. Be right there, Lord God Almighty, the Lamb, as we seek you and worship you. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. We will go from strength to strength until we see you face to face. Be right there, oh Lord God Almighty. Come bless the land as we seek you and worship you. Be, hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. God bless the land as we seek you and worship you. Mm-hmm. holy, for you are holy, Lord. You are holy, for you are holy, for you are holy, Lord. For you are holy, for you are holy, for you are holy, Lord. For you are holy, for you are holy, for you are holy, Lord. We hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. God bless our land as we seek you and worship you. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. God bless the land as we seek you and worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the cross, the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for these listeners who have tuned into this program. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that whatever these listeners have need of tonight, that you just meet their needs tonight. Whatever it is that they have need of, you meet the need. You know what they need when I don't. And I just thank you, Lord God, that none of these people will be the same when this broadcast is over as when it started. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon us, that all of these storms that are raging against us would cease right now. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. I thank you for bodies being healed right now. Thank you for minds being healed. Thank you that you're just moving in the midst of these listeners in the mighty name of Jesus. And now I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I say that finances come into this program. I say, Lord God, that increases in listenership come into this program. And most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of, turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 20. And we are continuing on with our series on Samuel. Now we're getting into David. And we're just going to continue on with this for now. And I want to encourage you to please be a part. And whatever I do here where I am, you do where you are. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. All right. I'm going to begin with verse 1 of 1 Samuel 20. Then David fled from Naoth at Ramah and went to Jonathan, and he asked, "What have I done? What is my crime? How have I wronged you, your father? So he is trying to take my life." "Never," Jonathan replied. "You are not going to die. Look, my father does not do anything, great or small, without confiding in me. Why would he hide this from me? It is not so." But David took an oath and said, "Your father knows very well that I have found favor in your eyes." And he has said to himself, "Jonathan must not know this, or he will be grieved. Yet as surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, there is only a stir between me and death." Jonathan said to David, "Whatever you want me to do, I will do for you." So David said, "Look, tomorrow is the new moon festival, and I am supposed to dine with the king. But let me go and hide in the field until the evening of the day after tomorrow. If your father misses me at all, tell him, David earnestly asked my permission to hurry to Bethlehem, his hometown, because an annual sacrifice is being made there for his whole clan. If he says, very well, then your servant is safe. If he loses his temper, you can be sure that he is determined to harm me. As for you, show kindness to your servant, for you have brought him into a covenant with you. If I am guilty, then kill me yourself. Why hand me over to your father? Jonathan said, if I had the last inkling that my father was determined to harm you, wouldn't I tell you? David asked, who will tell me if your father answers you harshly? Come, Jonathan said, let's go out in the field. So they went to the field together. Then Jonathan said to David, the Lord, the God of Israel, I will surely sound out my father by this time the day after tomorrow. If he is favorably disposed toward you, will I not send you word and let you know? If my father is inclined to harm you, may the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if I do not let you know and send you away safely. May the Lord be with you as he has been with my father. But show me unfailing kindness like that of the Lord as long as I live, so that I may not be killed. And do not ever cut off your kindness from my family, not even when the Lord has cut off every one of David's enemies from the face of the earth. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, may the Lord call David's enemies to account. And Jonathan had David reaffirm his oath out of love for him, because he loved him as he loved himself. Then Jonathan said to David, tomorrow is the new moon festival. You will be missed because your seat will be empty. The day after tomorrow, toward evening, go to the place where you hid when this trouble began, and wait by the stone Bezalel. I will shoot three arrows to the side of you as though I was shooting at a target. Then I will send a boy and say, go find the arrows. If I say to him, look, the arrows are on this side of you, bring them here. Then come, become as surely as the Lord lives, you are safe. There's no danger. If I say to the boy, look, the arrows are beyond you, then you must go because the Lord has sent you away. And about the matter you and I discussed, remember, the Lord is witness between you and me forever. So David hid in the field. When the new moon festival came, the king sat down to eat He sat in his customary place by the wall opposite Jonathan, and Abner sat next to Saul, but David's place was empty. Saul said nothing that day, and he thought something must have happened to David to make him ceremonially unclean. Surely he is unclean. But the next day, the second day of the month, David's place was empty again. Then Saul said to his son, Jonathan, why hasn't the son of Jesse come to the meal yesterday or today? Jonathan answered, David earnestly asked me for permission to go to Bethlehem. He said, bless me, go, because your family is observing a sacrifice in the town, and my brother has ordered me to be there. If I have found favor in your eyes, let me get away to see my brothers. That is why he has not come to the king's table. Saul's anger flared up at Jonathan, and he said to him, you son of a perverse. And Elias, woman, don't I know that you have sinned with the son of Jesse by your own shame and by the shame of the mother who bore you? As long as the son of Jesse lives on this earth, neither you nor your kingdom will be established. Now send and bring him to me, for he must die. Why should he be put to death? What has he done? Jonathan asked his father. Saul hurled his spear at him to kill him. Then Jonathan knew that his father intended to kill David. Jonathan got up from the table in fierce anger on that second day of the month. He did not eat because he was grieved at his father's shameful treatment of David. In the morning, Jonathan went out to the field for his meeting with David. He had a small boy with him. He said to the boy, run, find the arrows I shoot. As the boy ran, he shot an arrow beyond him. When the boy came to the place where Jonathan's arrow had fallen, Jonathan called out after him, isn't the arrow beyond you? Then he shouted, hurry! Go quickly! Don't stop! The boy picked up the arrow, returned to his master. The boy knew nothing of all this. Only Jonathan and David knew. Then Jonathan gave his weapons to the boy and said, go carry them back to town. After the boy had gone, David got up from the south side of the stone, and he bowed down before Jonathan 3 times with his face to the ground. Then they kissed each other and wept together. But David wept the most. Jonathan said to David, go in peace, for we have sworn friendship with each other in the name of the Lord, saying, the Lord is witness between you and me, and between your descendants and my descendants forever. And David left. Jonathan went back to the town. Chapter 21. David went to Nob, to Ahimelech, the priest. Ahimelech trembled when he met him and asked, "Why are you alone? Why is no one with you?" David answered Ahimelech the priest, "The king charged me with a certain matter and said to me, 'No one is to know anything about your mission and your instructions. As for my men, I have told them to meet me at a certain place. Now then, what do you have on hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread or whatever you can find. But the priest answered David, "I do not have any ordinary bread on hand, however. There is some consecrated bread here provided for me, provided for men, have kept themselves from women." David replied, "Indeed, women have been kept from us. As usual, whenever I set out, the men's things are holy, even on missions that are not holy. How much more so today?" So the priest gave him the consecrated bread, since there was no bread there except the bread of the presence that had been removed from before the Lord and replaced by hot bread on the day that it was taken away. Now one of Saul's servants was there that day and was detained before the Lord. He was Doeg, the Edomite, Saul's head shepherd. David asked Ahimelech, "Don't you have a spear or a sword here? I haven't brought my sword or any other weapon because the king's business was urgent." The priest replied, "The sword of Goliath, the Philistine, whom you killed in the valley of Elah, is here. It is wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If you want it, take it. There is no sword here but that one." David said, "There is none like it. Give it to me." That day, David fled from Saul and went to Achish, king of Gath. But the servants from Achish said to him, "Isn't this David, the king of the land? Isn't he the one they sing about in their dances? Saul has slain his thousands, and David's in his tens of thousands." David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, king of Gath. So he pretended to be insane in their presence. And while he was in their hands, he acted like a madman, making marks on the doors of the gate and letting saliva run down his beard. Achish said to his servants, "Look at that man. He is insane. Why bring him to me? Am I so short of madmen that you have to bring this fellow here to carry on this way in front of me? Must this man come into my house
See? And then this will be the last one.
David left Gath, chapter 22. David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. When his brothers and his father's household heard about it, they went down to him there. All those who were in distress or were in debt or were discontented gathered around him, and he became their leader. About 400 men were with him. From there, David went to Mizpah in Moab and said to the king of Moab, "Would you let my father and mother come and stay with you until I learn what God will do for me?" So he left them with the king of Moab and then stayed with him as long as David was in the stronghold. But the prophet Gad said to David, "Do not stay in the stronghold. Go into the land of Judah." David left, went to the forest of Hereth. Verse 6. Now Saul heard that David and his men had been discovered, and Saul's spear in hand was seated under the tamarisk tree on the hill at Gibeah with all of his officials standing around him. Saul said to them, "Listen, men of Benjamin, will the son of Jesse give all of you fields and vineyards? Will he make all of you commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds? Is this why you have all conspired against me? No one tells me when my son makes a covenant with the son of Jesse. None of you is concerned about me, nor tells me that their son has sent a servant to lie in wait for me, as he does today. But Doeg, the Amalekite who was standing with Saul's officials, said, 'I saw the son of Jesse come to Ahimelech, son of her at Nob. Ahimelech inquired of the Lord for him, and he also gave him provisions with the sword of Goliath, the Philistine.' Then the king sent for the priest Ahimelech, son of Nob, and his father's whole family, and the priest at Nob, and they all came to the king. And Saul said, 'Listen now, son of Hulam.' 'Yes, my lord,' he answered. Saul said to him, 'Why have you conspired against me, against the son of Jesse, giving him bread and a sword and inquiring of God for him, so that he has rebelled against me, and he has laid wait for me as he does today?' Ahimelech answered the king, 'Who of all your servants is as loyal as David, the king's son-in-law, captain of your bodyguard, and highly respected in your company? In that day, the first time I inquired of God for him, of course you, Let not the king accuse your servant or any of his father's family, but your servant knows nothing at all about this whole affair. But the king said, you will surely die, Ahimelech, you and your father's whole family. Then the king ordered the guards at his side, turn, kill the priests of the Lord, because they too have singed side with David. They knew that he was fleeing, yet they did not, but the king's officials were not willing to raise a hand to strike the priests of the Lord. The king then ordered, Doeg, your turn and strike down the priests. So Doeg turned, struck them down. That day, he killed 85 men who wore the linen ephod. He also put to the sword Nob, the son of the priest, with its men and women, its children and infants. But Ahimelech, son of Ahimelech, escaped and fled to join David. And he told David that Saul had killed the priests of the Lord. David said to Abiathar, the day when Doeg the Edomite was there, I knew that he would be sure to tell Saul in the death of your father's whole family. Stay with me. Do not be afraid. The man who is seeking your life is seeking mine also. You will be safe with me. So what you see here is Saul was after David big time. So David ends up going, hiding from Saul, getting away from Saul as he can. It gets to the point where Saul has the men who sided with David dead. Saul, who God had appointed king, had begun sinning against the Lord and ended up in very big trouble. Very big trouble. And of course, Jonathan, who is Saul's son, he was a friend of David. And there were things that Saul was very mad. He was extremely mad that God. No, he was very mad, excuse me. Saul was very mad that Jonathan did not tell Saul certain things. And when he found out about it, he was not happy. And Jonathan even did the bow and arrow thing to show David what he was to do. And Saul wondered why David's seat was empty 2 days in a row. And then when Saul told when Jonathan told his father as to why, he was not happy for one bit. And so Saul was not the least bit happy with David. Mind you, this was the same Saul who earlier on, Saul would actually have David play the harp for him. And it would make Saul feel better. And the evil spirit would leave him. It would make him feel better, more content, more just he'd feel like he had what he had need of from the Lord. He knew that God had. And so, Saul his heart changed toward David, and he decided that instead of liking David, he now despised him. After David had killed Goliath, started him not liking him quite as much after that. Heavenly Father, no, not yet. So, sorry about that. But anyhow, when certain folks found him, he told them who he was, and they asked him, "Are you the David from which these certain people sing? You know, Saul slain his thousands, David his tens of thousands, but then David was afraid." But then he explained certain things, and he was looking for safety because he knew that Saul was honestly trying to kill him and have him killed, and that he would do whatever he had to do to see him gone. And it was like he didn't care. He didn't care the least bit. And so, Heavenly Father, I pray that we would just get this word in our spirit, that we would always be in love with you, Lord, that you would always be our first love and not ourselves, and not have other things ahead of you. And I just thank you that you are always with us, and that you are always fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, and that you, Lord God, are lighting up your kingdom that can't be shaken.
And I thank you, Lord God, for that. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. So, sports. First thing I want to mention, Phil Mickelson, was the first person to ever win a golf major at the age of 50. He's a 50-year-old, yet he won a championship. In most other sports, you're 50, you're done. But at golf, he won a championship. Will Tiger ever be what he once was? I doubt it. Now, in terms of the Detroit Tigers, so the Tigers swept their series with the Mariners out in Seattle. And then on Thursday, on Friday, they were playing Kansas City Royals in KC. Tigers start ahead. Then they fall behind. 6-3. But then Miguel Cabrera steps up to the plate. High fly ball, left field. Way back. Gone. Cabrera did not hit one home run Friday. He hit two of them. One was a solo shot, number three of the season. And then, eighth inning, grand slam. And he had five RBI in one night. And then Sunday, he got a couple singles as the Tigers lost 3-2. Saturday, the Tigers lost 7-5. The Tigers finished the road trip 4-2 and are in a bit of a better place than what they were before that road trip. Getting a bit better. The pitching had been good to begin with. The batters are stepping up to the plate, including Cabrera. Just imagine if we had Badu doing awesome and Cabrera. Woo! Just imagine. The Tigers are back home, and we'll start a new series tomorrow. The Tigers have not yet announced what they will do when it comes to opening the stadium up full capacity, which they will be legally allowed to do as of June 1st. Of course, I really want to know because I plan to get tickets for one of the July games. The good thing is I won't have to wear a mask to that game, I go, because you don't have to wear masks at outdoor stadiums. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all next time.